For $12,621, Michelle A. Mosley seeks a special use exception to operate a daycare facility. Sections 115-32 and 115-210 of the Sussex County zoning code. The property is located at the west side of South Mayhew Drive within the Cedar Creek Estates subdivision. The 911 address is 9268 South Mayhew Drive, Lincoln. The zoning district is MR. The tax map is District 230, Map 13, Parcel 268. The applicant is seeking to care for up to 12 children. We have zero letters of support, zero letters of opposition, and zero mail return.
Good evening.
Hi.
Mr. Sharp will swear you in.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
Michelle Mosley. I live at 38 High Tide Drive, Frederick, Delaware.
And do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes, sir.
Thank you.
What is yours?
Yes, I have a desire to build, or not build, but open up a large family daycare. This is my second time here. I was actually here back in, I think, 2019, and it was approved. But because me and my husband do foster care, everything went through, and then at the last minute, they said that I couldn't have a in-home daycare with foster children, which was not too pleasing. So I have a property that I own in Lincoln that I want to use that as my large family daycare. And it would be up to 12 children. And it's a nice neighborhood. It's a family neighborhood with a lot of kids. And I just, it's always, me and my husband both work with children. That's what we've always done. And this has been one of my desires, is to have a large family daycare and then have more afterwards. And it's a great need right now for daycares because of everything that's going on. A lot of daycares are not accepting new children. So I just feel like, you know, this is my moment to be able to finally get my desire, my dream, to own my own business, which is a daycare.
Does that complete your presentation?
Yes.
Do we have any questions for this lady?
Ma'am, this property, the improvement on the property currently exists. A home is there?
Yes.
And on your diagram, you show a playground?
Yes.
And that will be fenced?
Yes, completely fenced. The whole backyard is going to be fenced off. Right now, my husband and his brother, they also do construction on the side. They're currently now redoing the whole outside. The whole inside has been gutted to make it, you know, presentable for a daycare.
And you're going to go through the licensing procedure to be able to open up the daycare?
I've already done all that, yes. I'm currently dealing with it right now. I had to do TEC 1 and 2, which is childcare. Currently, I have probably close to maybe 20-some thousand hours working with children in classroom settings. Like I say, this is what I've done probably majority of my life.
Hours of operation?
From 6 o'clock a.m. to 6 o'clock p.m., Monday through Fridays.
Do you any traffic issues, parking issues?
No. I live, well, the house is on Mayhew Drive, so it's, like I say, it's a development. The yard is big enough where my husband's going to actually put in, like, a platform-type thing for cars to come in. Well, they won't be on the road. They'll actually be in the yard itself.
You don't foresee it being a distraction to the neighborhood?
No, and a lot of the homes, surrounding homes, even behind me, in front of me, are people that I knew when I was living in the neighborhood. Back in, I think, 2006, when I got married. But it's family out there and just close friends, church friends. So they're kind of looking forward to having a daycare that's in the area.
Thank you.
It's all private well and sewer there?
The well is, it's public water.
Okay.
Public water and sewage is, we have to pay for that.
Right.
Anyone else?
So, just so I'm sure, public water and public sewer?
I think it's just public water. I don't get a bill for sewage, it's just for water. And they actually, I lived there from '98 all the way to 2006, I'd never received a water bill. And then out of the blue, they started charging a water bill, which is $60 every 3 months, so it's nothing major.
How many employees will you have?
Right now, my daughter will be my full-time assistant, and my husband will be the emergency, just in case, like mainly during the summertime, because he works for Woodbridge School District. So when he's out of work, he'll be my emergency person.
Mr. Sharp?
Will anybody be living there?
No.
Okay. Are there any issues with the community for restrictive covenants that would prohibit that use there that you're aware of?
No.
And what else is in the neighborhood? Is it just residences nearby, or they're looking at, I don't know if there are businesses in the area or not?
No, only business in the area is, used to be King's Market. It's a little convenience store that is actually on, I think, Cedar Pond Road or something like that, but it's like, out of, you have to go out of the development and go down to the end of the street, and the store is sitting right there. Other than that, no.
All right, thank you.
Thank you.
Ma'am, so the, currently it looks like there's just a little driveway there, maybe big enough for two cars. Are you planning to create a larger driveway, or how do you plan to handle parking?
No, I think the way my husband's going to do it, I think he's going to like slant. I can't really tell. I can show you. I think he has a lot of ideas, but I think how he's going to do it, he's going to actually like slant, so it gives it more room for cars to be able to park.
Okay. Did you say, are some of the families you plan to serve live right in that area, right in that community?
If they want to be. But when I say it's a neighborhood with a lot of children, it's a lot of children.
Okay. Have you discussed this plan with any of the immediate neighbors?
The ones directly behind me and the ones in front of me, yes.
Okay, and what was their response?
They're excited for me. And they, I guess they think it was going to be something really nice to have a daycare, like right in the development. I mean, when you have a lot of families that have a lot of children, if you can just drop them off and keep it on going, and it's convenient.
So you haven't had any negative feedback from anybody?
No.
Okay.
None.
Thank you.
Not at all.
Is there anyone present who is in favor of this application? Is there anyone present who is in opposition of this application? Operator?
At this time, there's currently no one standing by.
Thank you. There are no further questions. I will close the public hearing and entertain a motion.
Chair, I move that we approve case number 12621 for the Mosleys for the special use exception, pending a final written decision. I don't believe that the proposed use will substantially affect or adversely the uses of neighboring and adjacent properties.
Second.
Motion and a second. Mr. Corman?
Aye for the reason stated.
Mr. Werfel?
Aye for the reason stated.
Mr. Hastings?
Aye for the reason stated.
Dr. Carson?
Aye for my reason.
And I too for those reasons. So with a vote of 5-0, case number 12621 has been approved.
Thank you so much.
Next application.